let's turn to a reading of the Bible. And if you want to turn to it, our verse tonight is found in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. And that's page 838 in our black Bibles. And it's Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. So, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 reads, "Come now, just reason together, saith Jehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Yes, so may the Lord bless the reading of his word tonight to each one of us here. Yes, so that voice in our Isaiah reminds us, I'm sure, that you, yes, you, are a very privileged person to be here tonight, in that your maker and creator is willing to reason together with you. But then you might ask, well, how can I be certain that I do have a maker and creator in the first place? Well, you don't have to look much further than the everyday natural world around us, do you? Take a look at the sky at night, for instance, and you see a spectacular array of other planets. And the Bible quotes on this, the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." Just to take you in the other direction, right? Early today, a little fly flew into our kitchen. Not usually a pleasant experience, that, is it? It hurled around the room as flies do. Got something to eat, I guess. And it noticed a slice of bread on a plate. And, very cautiously of me, it settled by that bread. Right, well, no, I can't claim to know what flies think. It seemed to think, "Oh no, oh no, this food's not rotten. I only like rotten food." At that moment, I stood up. And that fly was out of the room like a shot. As if to say, "I'm out of here. I know what humans do to flies." So, okay, you may not consider that little fly very important in the scheme of things. But when you consider its actions that I describe, that tiny creature, no bigger than your little finger now, is able to see things, hear things, taste things, smell things, plant things, react to things, reproduce its own kind, fly, and loads of other things as well as that. Yes, that humble fly is yet another miracle of God's creation. And mankind has come nowhere near to creating anything like it yet. And at last, scientists are discovering that all these little insects and flies that we humans are so glad to get rid of actually play a very important part in life on this planet. And we can't do without them. Of course, human beings can create things too. Well, the mobile phone, for example. But consider this. Whoever created the mobile phone, even if they did have the bits and pieces in the first place, did just leave them on a bench and wait for it to miraculously create itself, did they? Because that ain't going to happen. Not even if they waited millions of years. Yet, that's exactly what otherwise intelligent people are willing to believe about the miraculous creation of God that surrounds us. Right, isn't it? They're probably prepared to believe that everything happened just by chance. Somehow it all created itself. Come on, that doesn't make sense, does it? Okay. I must admit I've gone on a bit about the natural world tonight. But the reason I felt led to do that is that God's miraculous creation, yes, God's miraculous creation challenges you tonight with a really vital question. And that is, Do you really, in your heart of hearts, genuinely believe that you have a maker and creator, the living God, to the extent that the whole of your life is affected by him? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that? Because if not, your life is on the wrong pathway. And you're definitely going to lose out in this world and the next. It's vital. God is not just a theory of the mind that you can take or leave. He's definitely very real. And your life is in God's hands. God gives and God takes away. Everything you do is related to him, whether you believe in him or not. And it's vital that you know God as you should do before you pass on from this world and it's too late. The good news is, and this is the gospel, there's a way back to God from that dark path of sin of unbelief. And yes, that way is made possible through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, you believe in God, yeah? Trusting you all believe in God tonight. Believe also in me. He also said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Only when you're prepared to accept those words from the Lord Jesus tonight do you get to know your Maker and Creator so closely that you're resolved to call him your Heavenly Father. The Lord Jesus can do so much for you tonight. And you can do great things through him. But far more important than that, far more important, is that you come to know him personally. That's what it's all about. Know him personally. The Lord Jesus Christ, not only a figure in history, he's alive. Jesus Christ is as alive as you are today. He really is very God of very God. He really did make that massive stoop to come and live amongst us and die on that cross and rise again for your sins against that separate you from a holy God. That's the case. Now, it's not down to what I'm saying. The Bible's very clear about what separates you from all those blessings and privileges that can be yours through the Lord Jesus. Another verse in Isaiah 59 says, but your iniquities have built barriers between you and your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he doesn't hear. So after hearing those solemn words, thank God. Thank God for that first word we read together earlier. Come now. Let us reason together, saith Jehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. Mind you, it has to be said, that divine promise can only be yours when you truly come to the Lord Jesus in repentance tonight. I'm sure you know that repentance means being humble enough, to admit that you've done it wrong. You've got it wrong. It's not easy. Nobody says it's easy. But when you do, God will give you the courage to put things right through the person of the Lord Jesus. And it's good to know that when you do come to know the Lord Jesus as a real person and accept him into your life, the change that comes within you is miraculous. And tonight, God is waiting to welcome you to put things right through him. God wants you to live victoriously by the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. So So you become the person you were intended to be by him in this life, and of course in the next. Believe me, it's a wonderful burden lifted when that happens to anyone's having that experience. You leave here tonight a different person to the one that walked in. You really do gain the ability to become more than conquerors through him to all that this life can throw at you. And even death will lose its fear. And you can look on eternity with confidence. Because the presence of the Lord Jesus is within you, to be with you forever by his Holy Spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory. What a lovely verse that is, isn't it? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Of course, there's that wonderful verse that sums it up so simply and so perfectly. You know this one so well, don't you? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. Now, it can't be clearer than that, can it? Life eternal means forever. In fact, everything about the good news of the gospel message is life. Here's some quick reminders. I'm going to be brief tonight. Some quick reminders before we close. God, your maker and creator, is not just a theory. He's alive. Yes, we said that, didn't we? Jesus Christ is not only a figure in history. He's alive. The Holy Spirit of God is not just an influence. He's a person. He's alive. The Bible is not just a set of instructions. It's the living word of God. It's alive. Becoming a true Christian believer is not just a title. It's new life. You're alive. And just to prove that what you gain really is new spiritual life and not just a new set of rules to live by, this new spiritual life within you has parallels with this natural life on earth. I mean, just think, the Bible says, I mean, you become born into it, don't you? Yes, born again as a believer. You grow in it. Yes, you grow in grace as a believer. You exercise at life by pressing towards the mark, as the Bible says, like an athlete. And this involves a learning experience. The Lord Jesus said, learn of me, learn of me. Actually, I'm sure most of you tonight can add a few more parallels to that, couldn't you? To prove that this new life in the Lord Jesus has parallels with this life, to prove that it really is a life. I'm sure that with God's help, I've made the gospel message clear enough tonight, especially for anyone who's considering to become a true Christian and to take that step of faith tonight, anyone here. So if you are waiting to take that step of faith, what are you waiting for? Tonight's the night for you. Whatever anyone else thinks, take it. And the extra good news is the Lord Jesus will give you all the strength, courage and humility it needs to become a new creation in him tonight. Give you the strength to tell others the good news of what's happened to you. It doesn't get better than that, does it?